You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Adam M. Henry, founder and managing director of Zadeek Management, a rapidly growing, full-scale, opportunistically driven real estate company based in South Florida in the city of Miami. Adam, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here, Eric.
And good to have you as well. So tell us about Zadeek Management and how it came to be.
So Zadeek Management started a little over 7 years. We're a very opportunistic group of guys. We like to track opportunities. It eventually led us during the market downturn of 2008-2009 to look for what we thought would provide above market returns with low risk for our investors. And we eventually settled on low income and affordable housing as kind of the core of the direction we were going. So 2009 and 2010, we were buying loans, we were buying properties that were owned by banks and hedge funds, short sales. We started in South Florida, and we ended up growing throughout the Tri-County area here in South Florida over to Tampa until recently, when we just purchased 2,200 apartments throughout the state of Florida, which I think might be the largest acquisition that takes place this year on a per unit basis. So we're very opportunistic. We've delved in a lot of areas that we really like to think of ourselves as off-market and special circumstance real estate acquisition specialists.
What was the most difficult part about getting into the real estate business, particularly Sector 8?
So Section 8 and various agencies that provide rental assistance for tenants is a very different business than simply just managing large apartment complexes with gyms and are very nice and have on-site management, et cetera. So learning Section 8 and learning the low-income real estate and all the agencies, both from a paperwork standpoint as well as a logistics standpoint for repairs and maintenance, rent collection, et cetera, is very interesting, very time-consuming, and the world of people from a company standpoint who are really involved in low-income and affordable housing, there's not too many players in that arena.
You were appointed receiver in state court in Tri-County area as well as federal court in Miami-Dade County. What was that process like, and how has it changed the business?
So I was appointed in Dade County, in Broward County, and Palm Beach County in state court, and then also in federal bankruptcy court here in Miami. That was extremely interesting because when you get appointed by the court, you're more or less the intermediary between the lender, who is almost always foreclosing on the borrower. So the borrower stopped making their loan payments, and now I step in there, and I'm collecting the rent, and I'm putting the reports together. So I really have two unhappy parties in almost all instances where the bank wants the property. They don't want me necessarily as the receiver. And the borrower doesn't want me there. They want their property back to manage it. So I have some very colorful stories doing receivership, which was very prevalent after the real estate downturn. So in 2011 and 2012, I had more receivership opportunities than I knew what to do with, which really helped me from a credibility standpoint with banks, in terms of getting loans and investors, to see that, you know, here I am, I'm an entrepreneur, but I've already been appointed by the court in, you know, multiple counties many, many times representing hedge funds and banks, Wells Fargo, et cetera. So I think it was a great resume builder, and I learned a lot, and it's definitely something that I'll always have with me that I think is very unique. Not a lot of people have been appointed receivers many times as I have.
How about that? Today we're joined by Adam M. Henry, founder and managing director of Zadeek Management, a rapidly growing, full-scale, opportunistically driven real estate company based in Miami, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Adam, if you would, tell us about your latest acquisition.
So We specialize, like I mentioned, in off-market and really special circumstance real estate. Traditionally, we've purchased, whether it's a loan or it's an apartment complex, one at a time. This acquisition was very interesting because it was brought to us without being marketed by any major brokerage houses. It was 13 properties based in Jacksonville, Orlando, and the greater Tampa area, totaling 2,199 units. So it took us January, February, and part of March just to do preliminary due diligence and kind of figure out what price we wanted to pay and how we were going to tackle this. And then from March through mid-October, we had about almost 10 contract extensions. We had probably 20 revised closing statements. We pursued Fannie Mae for a loan, Freddie Mac for a loan, all the major, I would say, publicly traded institutions. And we ended up getting a loan, a great loan, from J.P. Morgan Chase. We closed with one of our investors that we've pretty much done all our deals with over the past 2 years, who's locally based. It was lots of late night working, weekend working, all Sunday. It took many members of my team, I would say almost all their time, for really over 7 months. Some of the people, we worked on this for a good 10 months. And thankfully, we completed it, which I mentioned it probably is the largest acquisition in the state of Florida on a per unit basis. Most likely, it's going to be one of the largest, I think, on a per unit basis in the United States. And we're very happy with it. We paid less than $37,000 per apartment. The portfolio was about 94% occupied with rents that were below market. And we think between our value add plan and the rental rates going up over hopefully the next year to 2 years, we think we've got a really incredible acquisition that we just accomplished.
Congratulations on that. That is phenomenal. Lastly, what advice would you have for young entrepreneurs who are looking to get into the real estate business today?
So the real estate business today is a different world than if you were looking at, we'll call it a downturn time, so 2000 to 2002 or 2007 to 2009. I like to take a long-term view. However, we're in unique times. There's a lot of opportunities to make some short-term money. Borrowing money is very inexpensive. It's much easier to get loans, to raise capital in today's market. So I think first you need to decide, do you want to be on the brokerage side or do you want to be on the management side? The brokerage side, you don't really necessarily need a company per se. The management side, you either need to join a company or partner with someone or to start your company from scratch, you're going to need to have a lot of capital in order to manage. So I would say you've really got to take a hard look at the environment today to really figure out what you think your skill set is and where you're going to plant the seeds for the short run, because there's a lot of money to be made right now. The long-term view is much, much trickier, and that's probably an entire conversation in and of itself for an entrepreneur. But definitely for the short term, if you've got the right relationships and you work hard and you've got a good plan, you should be able to make a lot of money right now in the current market.
That's some sound advice. I appreciate your sharing that. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Zadig Management online?
So our core website is www.tz-m.com. And you'll see on there that although I'm describing property management and apartment acquisitions, many of us have backgrounds in investment banking, not just in real estate, but in other areas as well. I also own a construction company. We've done some work here in the South Florida area. So we're a pretty, I would say, integrated company. It's very interesting. If you want to call us, whether it's for advice or some new business, either myself or probably someone from my team would be happy to have a conversation.
Well, Adam, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Adam M. Henry, founder and managing director of Zadig Management, a rapidly growing, full-scale, opportunistically driven real estate company based in Miami, Florida. And once again, the website of reference is tz-m.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eMiami, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.